You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. And we're very happy to have Jared Benko as our guest this morning on the Morning Show. Good morning, Jared. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. It's great to be here. It's hard to believe we're almost two weeks out from kickoff, and we were talking about this morning. It's the first morning. It felt like it was fall, so it was nice to walk out of the house this morning and
not be in a sweat. Yeah, not break into a sweat immediately.
For the moment.
Now, we do appreciate you coming by because this is like the busiest time of year for an athletic director.
Yeah, this is definitely one of them. It's you know what's interesting, though? I enjoy the first couple weeks of the semester because you get in front of all the teams.
Yeah.
And, you get to welcome, obviously, those that are returning. And we also have a lot of newcomers. And it's a chance, too, just kind of share that shared vision of kind of our expectations and obviously help them understand what a privilege it is to be a student-athlete, but also what a blessing it is. And there's a lot going on. And I always feel like that first weekend really sneaks up on you in September.
That's fair. Now, just in case those who don't know, Jared Benko, do you want to give us a quick rundown on, where you're from, how long you've been involved with Southern? Because I'm sure, with the new college students coming in, we get some people who aren't familiar with the program.
Yeah, I appreciate the. It seems like sometimes 5 and 10 years I've been here, but it's been 3.5 years.
I know, right?
I think COVID's kind of like a cat or dog year.
Yeah, those years lasted a long time.
Those were some loaded years.
Yeah, right. So I started March of 2020, and been about 3.5 years, and originally from Oconee County, Watkinsville, Georgia, and went to school in Athens, and was at UGA for undergrad and grad school and full-time for 11 years in the athletic department there. And then went to University of Arkansas, was there for 4 years, Auburn for a year and a half, Mississippi State for 4 years, and now approaching, like I said, 3.5 years here. So we love being back home in the state of Georgia. Statesboro has been awesome to us, and it's a great community.
We joke about trial by fire because you came in at about the most interesting time to be the new athletic director the most interesting time in America in recent history. Actually, the whole world was going in March too, when America was starting to get weird. I mean, that's right when March of 2020 was COVID was really showing up everywhere. Spring break was just around the corner, and we knew the other shoe was going to drop. So you've had a very interesting start to your career here.
No, but I look back. I mean, I remember being in the booth with Danny, on a Wednesday, and then Thursday, all heck breaks loose, with COVID. And it was interesting. Danny was already wrapped in a bubble, I think, the night before. So he already was very, very cautious in the radio booth.
I'm ahead of the curve, That's Danny for you.
Yeah. Spraying down the booth with Lysol. Yeah.
You know me well.
Yes. But all kidding aside, it was, I think the biggest thing when you transition like that, I think, is trying to be consistently persistent in your approach. And, I think a lot of times, obviously, in positions of influence, which is really what a leadership is, right, influencing others, is trying to remain consistent in your approach. That wasn't the time to kind of come in and be all over the place. And so, nobody really went through that pandemic, like we had, all of us had to go through. And so you're trying to take it one day at a time, and really proud of how we not only came out of that, but I feel like it actually really fortified just a really strong team, a leadership team, and really kind of going from there. I think it's kind of now we're starting to see the yield of that, with all our different teams.
Kind of a trial by fire type situation.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that's
probably, right off the bat, you had to replace a basketball coach.
Yeah, replace and actually didn't even meet him in person. You hired off Zoom, and it was interesting. I shared with someone the other day how seamlessly Zoom is now, integrated or Google Meet, in our day-to-day responsibilities. And before, you're like, all right, I can get Skype up if I,
how do I do this? Now it's just, part of the normal thing that you do. Normal.
But I'll tell you this though, the one thing that has remained steadfast is just the support of Eagle Nation and really all the residents of Statesboro, but all the local municipalities and counties and throughout the state. Because, when you come back and come out of a pandemic, we're obviously sitting there and trying to strategize of how we're going to have a football season. And everyone's been so supportive. And even with the change, right, because, we've introduced as a group a lot of change. Mm-hmm. And we're not just implementing change just for change purposes, but I'm really excited, and we'll hit on that here in a little bit, some of the changes to game day this year coming up. And I really feel like this year is going to be the best game day experience yet.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about that. But the to me, this is your busy time of the year. Like I said, you've got the new students all coming in. You've got several sports that start, not just football, but other sports that start off very early in the fall as well. So this is a busy time of year to be athletic director. So we really appreciate you taking the time to come in.
Oh, sure thing. No, I appreciate y'all's time. And no, it's great. I mean, we have soccer in competition. We had an exhibition for men's soccer last night. Women's soccer's on the road to UAB tonight. And so, and then of course, volleyball's starting up, you know, next weekend. So it's just, it's a fun time of the year because things are starting to really kind of converge on starting. Then football, obviously, that first weekend in September. And then we're off to the races.
Yeah, this is everything that you've been building up to. This is where it all starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially in the summer, a lot of times people think, well, you get done with the spring, you know, activities, and you have June, July to take a breath.
But really, what you're doing
is, and we try to do that, right? But but the same way, it's kind of like a spring, like a cool spring, and you know, kind of loading back up because really you're trying to come out of the fall out of the gates pretty hard.
Yeah. Well, we were just joking about Coach Helton, right? And people think that he just works 4 months a year and that's it. You know, he works the football season and then he gets to kick off for 8 months, you know, and do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dream life
must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would tell you. Discretionary time in football, especially even basketball too, there's not a lot of it. And that's why there's been national discussions on changing that calendar, because what a lot of folks don't see is I mean, those guys, and really it's a lot of our coaches, I mean, it's a lifestyle, and the recruiting calendar predicates a lot of their off time. Yep. And that's year-round.
Yeah. So. Well, we're happy to have the athletic director, or director of athletics, to use the technical,
term. You can call me whatever you want to. Danny calls me a lot of stuff that I can't repeat it.
You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. We're happy to have Jared Pinko as our guest this morning, the director of athletics of Georgia Southern. And we were talking off mic about a lot of people use buzzwords, and the common buzzword that is used at Georgia Southern is alignment, but it's not just a buzzword. I mean, I have seen it just in talking with all the different people that we've had here come in and be part of the show. Alignment is a real thing at Georgia Southern.
Yeah, no, I tell you, it's one of our strengths, and I think competitive differentiators amongst our peers, because it all starts at the top with Dr. Marrero, and again, just his leadership. I hope Statesboro and everyone that's an alum and donors and fans understand how special he is, and just his vision and the work, the countless hours he puts in to make this place different in a good way, right? And you look at, his alignment and how he leads, and, listen, I'll give you a great example. We have on our cabinet, we have outward-facing KPIs, key performance indicators, and we also have quarterly tasks.
Metrics that you go by.
Metrics.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, we were the only university in the system of Georgia to have outward-facing metrics. And then now the system office is adopting that. So you're talking about a very progressive leader here. And obviously it permeates throughout the campus, because for us to be our best, we have to be aligned fully. And I think he understands that more than anybody. And also the role that athletics plays in the overall mission of the university, and not only the mission, but also to the marketing aspect and how it drives enrollment.
Well, and Georgia Southern is one of the universities that is increasing its enrollment, where a lot of the universities in the university system of Georgia, their enrollment has dropped over the last year or so. So it the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Yeah, and listen, and we always feel like, especially because we're talking to prospective student athletes all across not only the U.S. and of course in Georgia, but also across the world. And we talk about having that great balance of a top flight education. Obviously, we also have the opportunity to compete at a high, very high level athletically, and then to grow socially too, and civically.
And one of the things, when you're talking about what incentivizes people to come to Southern, right? Yeah. Part of that, and part of the conversation we've had, is you have to stay relevant and you have to stay current with the current trends in sports. Yeah. So we've got to address one of the elephants in the room here, and that's the brand new indoor training facility that just got done.
Yeah.
Because the impact that that's going to have in the short term, we're already seeing, but in the long term, over the next couple of years. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really impactful in a couple of ways. I mean, the one that really right out of the gate, as soon as it came online, was the operational component. And, a lot of times when I got here and people think, well, hey, it's for inclement weather, which it is, right? And we've been averaging between 18 and 25 practices going to the rack, which is, when you have 180 to 200 people you know, and you're trying to put them on one core, you're not getting a lot of work done, right?
Yeah.
That's just a law of averages. Looking at it,
there's just
space.
Not enough room to maneuver.
Numbers don't mesh up.
But also, I'd say too, with all these heat advisors we have in fall camp, you're going in there to still get work in, but also there's a wear and tear on the body as well. And so we were able to see a big jump there. And then of course, there's obviously a tailgate component as well. We're really excited about. And we have 31 suites. 28 have already been sold, and so people are really starting to see that vision come to life as well. So it's been a huge. Not only bonus for us, but it's been a big improvement operationally as well.
Well, and one of the things that I see, one of the things, the first impressions of the athletes when they were using it is, man, I feel like a pro now. I mean, they don't feel like that they're on, they feel like they've moved to a next level type of operation, just being able to practice in that facility.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I know the first thing I thought was, because the feedback we get is just, man, it's massive, right?
Yeah.
And that's the first feedback. The second feedback, though, the one I think about consistently is, and Danny's in there every practice, we've been in there too, is it is 15 to 20 degrees cooler than outside. And the way it's set up is there's a breeze going through there pretty much at all times.
Yeah, there's kind of a wind tunnel effect there.
Yeah, very clever. Correct. Construction of that roof to, you know, because it's beating the heat is one of the most important things right now.
So you're seeing that, and I think what you're also seeing too is the multi-use component, because we are have a nest installed for baseball and softball to use, and so there's going to be an operational component that we've never had before.
It's insane. Just, you talked about the size, you know, just driving past it, right? Between that and the new, you know, the Hyundai plant and the mega site over there, right? Just driving past and seeing not only the size of it, but how quickly the construction actually went. I'm from North Carolina. That state's been under construction since I was born, actually. There are still parts of I-16 that are being worked on when I was in middle school. Well, so I'm not used to seeing construction go fast.
Well, and also, too, you'll see it here pretty soon. I mean, coming out of the Jack and Ruth Ann Hill Convocation Center, the steel is going vertical here the next couple weeks. You're about to see that come out, rising like a phoenix here soon, right there at 301 on Lanier.
And it puts it all in perspective when you can see the bones of the building. Yeah. I mean, I'd seen, you know, the graphics of it, and I had seen the earlier planned documents for what the indoor training facility was going to look like. Yeah. But until the bones went up and you could see the actual scale of it was just unreal to see. So,
well, I think too, I mean, you think about the way stadiums and other facilities are being designed now, it's two things: one, shade, and secondly, year-round usage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I mean, these things don't happen without huge support from donors and that kind of thing. And you just had the big event for the collective, which apparently, from all outward appearances, went really well. One of the things that I'm curious about is how donors react to now that there's another bucket to put money into. Yeah. Does it open up where, you know, somebody who didn't have the wherewithal to be in these other buckets can now donate in this new bucket that's opened up?
Yeah, we talk a lot about just getting more and more people in the funnel, right, or building the base. And I think the way we looked at, we've always kind of had three buckets that we've talked to our fans, donors, and alumni about, right? And one has been facility-based, which we've done now. We've got $100 million in projects that are either completed, in the process of being completed, or have been approved to the state level, wow, right? Second bucket is our Competitive Excellence Fund, which is our recruitment and retention of our coaches, right, and our staff.
Oh, yeah.
And the third is going to be everything from sports-specific giving to, like, our career tours we do in Atlanta, stuff like that. So now the fourth bucket, and per NCAA rules we can talk about, is the name, image, likeness bucket as well. And what you're seeing across the country is anywhere from a 30 to 50% adoption of new people that have not been engaged with a foundation or a 501c3 that's been set up to support athletics in the past are now getting engaged with NIL. So I look at it as just a bigger funnel and a higher yield.
You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show. It's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. Jared Binko is our special guest this morning. Oh, and Danny's here. And
now we're back on the road. Yeah. Now we're good.
It really should be Danny Reed and his apprentice.
And his sidekick.
He was apprentice, intern, Jared Benko. So.
Well, Jared, we teed it up a little bit in the previous segment. Football is right around the corner, and the game day experience is something you've talked about from day one. So, first of all, the new indoor practice facility, the Tippins family practice facility is going to loom large in the game day experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, we talked before off air just about how important a couple of things are. One is a consumer, and the consumer is changing right across the country.
Yeah.
What you're seeing is people are obviously, especially in the South, you know, one, shade, which we all do, right? and always shave, but also from inclement weather. And two, they're willing to pay for convenience, right? And if you think about our fan base, we're all throughout the state of Georgia and the Southeast. But a good bit of our fan base are also traveling more than 30 minutes to an hour. And so they want to maximize that time tailgating. And so you're bringing more convenience to the tailgating piece or tailgating component to the game day. So really excited about that game day experience. And then really what I think makes it really unique is those of the 31 tailgates, you know, we have 28, so we have three left. So if you're thinking of them, please, I'd encourage you to get one because – you know, going forward, there's going to be a waiting list, but you can uniquely.
Somebody has to die to open one up after this.
let's hope that doesn't happen for a while. But the unique thing about this is you can go in and customize it how you want to.
Yeah.
You know, Brian, so if you and Travis want to bring in four loungers and bring a big refrigerator in and keep it, or you could do a tiki lounge, you can do whatever you want to in theory. Within the specifications, just to making sure that it doesn't block, you know, vantage lines or sight lines from other suites.
Not a fire hazard.
Yeah, not a fire hazard. That's important.
Yes,
but I think that the ability to bring stuff in before the season and then leave it in there throughout the whole season, I think makes it even more unique.
So we can bring the Barca Lounger out of the.
There you go. Yeah. Well, see, when you've been one of the things you've been doing since you've gotten here is helping evolve the game day experience, right? And Georgia Southern has always done a real good job of making people who are a part of the game day experience feel like they own a chunk of that day, right? You know, that they're invested in it because they have helped form this. They've helped be a part of it. And being able to literally leave your mark with one of these pre-existing spots, that's huge. I mean, that'll mean the world to some people.
Yeah, and I think you're always trying to find, I'm not saying a balance or equilibrium, but we're always going to, obviously, we're so proud of our traditions and so proud of the history of Georgia Southern football, but we've also got to continue, as Coach Elton and I've talked about, you got to continue to fight for innovation daily. And so what you'll see when these are open, there's going to be an ode to the past and also these cool spaces. And I'm telling you, we're having schools already reach out that, you know, I've had three or four since it was officially, I guess, practice in with football a couple weeks ago. I had three or four schools reach out, want to do a site tour. And so you're starting to see nationally that, you know, what we're doing here is going to become a trendsetter for those across the country.
So it's really an innovation, especially, I think, those suites, the tailgating suites. What a great idea.
Well, no, and I'll tell you, I think the piece that you've got to look at it is in college athletics, the days of just building something to be used six times a year or, you know, 15 times a year over with, you're trying to find multi-use and different ways of throughout the year programming-wise you can use it. And so, this is a really cool – but I'll tell you, too, like Convocation Center is going to be great, but I'm extremely fired up about our baseball renovation. That is going to be the most progressive facility in terms of forward thinking we've done since we've been here.
Well, and the game day experience, other than the tailgating suites, are you going to be using the Tippins facility for other stuff on game day?
Yeah, so we'll have turkey tailgating underneath there as well. And what you're seeing, you know, Brian, when you talk
about... Oh, tell me about that. What is turnkey tailgating?
Yeah, so you have, you know, 10x10 and 20x20 tents, and you can customize it where you can get, hey, I want a, you know, an 8-foot table and four chairs. You can have, hey, I want a TV deal. I want a sofa, you know, couch. And so you can customize it how you want to. And so we've partnered with Revel XP, who's a third-party administrator. And if Travis has a tailgate suite or if he has one of the tailgates underneath, he can say, hey, I'd love to have a pub sub tray at 2 o'clock. And they're boutique enough to go and kind of be your concierge and bring it to you. So that's what you're getting.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, so you're getting those modern-day conveniences of not having to leave your tailgate and being able to get those type of again, whether it be hospitality or convenience system.
See, that's one of those things. You mentioned forward thinking. That's forward thinking right there. And it's real interesting watching how you guys will continue to, like you said, you have to respect the culture, but you also can't stagnate, right? You also have to be moving forward. So walking that fine line of respecting the culture, but still being innovative and bringing new and interesting ideas to the culture.
Yeah, I mean, the goal every day, I mean, listen, the objective and the goal never changes, right? Every day, you know, we try to get better every year, especially game day wise. You're having a better game day experience. I will tell you, when people pull off Lanier, you know, in Chandler this year, and they pull into the parking lot. I mean, that parking lot project is a $3+ million project, and when you have that, have everything's going to be obviously new irrigation and new drainage, and then brand new asphalt. I mean, every year the aesthetics have gotten better. The operational functionality this year is going to be the best it's ever been. And so we want to continue to help thank our donors and fans that we wouldn't be here without them. But also we want to make sure we know we're working hard to try to find ways to make it better for them.
Now, we're in year two of Coach Helton's tenure here at Georgia Southern. What do you think fans can expect when they come to the actual game under Coach Helton's tutelage?
Yeah, so we get a chance every day to practice, to have people come that haven't been around as much as we do, because we're obviously close to the team and see them a lot. First thing that jumps off is size. We're bigger. Two, you're starting to see the second and third teams really starting to look the part as well. There's not I'd say size-wise.
Not a huge drop-off between second and...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always going to be... The starters are going to be the best, obviously, the best unit you have. But you're seeing that delta or gap really shrinking. I think the third thing, too, is, you know, the offense isn't changing. It's going to continue to be aggressive. The biggest, I would say, a positive change is just how competitive the defense has been. And I share with you all, defensively, it's the best fall we've had since I've been here. And I could say, well, it's they're tackling and wrapping up, but it's the turnover piece. It's a causing confusion and chaos. And I'll tell you, the flip or the inverse piece of that is it's making the offense better, because they're facing a better defense every day. Yeah. So it has duplicity across the board.
I hadn't thought about that when the O's and D's are going against each other, the X's and O's, they're playing against a stronger unit, so they have to be better.
Yeah, when practice is more difficult, the games are easier.
It's Blue Thursday at East Georgia's Morning Show, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. Happy to have Jared Binko here with us this morning, the Director of Athletics for Georgia Southern, and Danny Reed, the voice of the Eagles, is here with us as well. So, Jared, we've talked about the game day experience. The first game is going to be a home game. So who are we taking on? What are we looking for there?
Yeah, Citadel, right over in Charleston. We'll be making the trip to Statesboro, a 6 p.m. kick. And, you know, we like the 6 p.m. kicks just because, as we all know, I mean, let's hope we can kick off and it'd be below 90 at kickoff.
Yeah, but let's hope.
But, no, it's exciting. And, I mean, I think that first kick of the fall is always something special we all look forward to. But even the day before, we're obviously doing a parking lot, a free concert at Paulson Stadium. Connor Smith, who's really continued to take off in country music. And we're actually going to have opening act, too. And so every year we're trying to get that kickoff the night before even bigger.
Well, it's as far as the game with the Citadel on the field, you mentioned that it looks like everybody's bigger than they were last year. That's part of, I mean, one of the things you did is nutrition and strength training that is an important piece of across all of athletics getting bigger and better.
Yeah, well, listen, Coach Helton and the staff have done an incredible job. I mean, each recruiting class that comes in is better and better and better. And I would argue this one we have, you know, of course, is committed right now. They're not signed. Will be one of the best in the history of Georgia Southern football. And so, you know, of course, once they get here, then it starts a journey of developing them. But, no, we're bigger. We're faster. I think the good surprise, and it's not surprise, it's probably not the right word, but the best news really this fall has been is how good the defense has performed, and it's been consistent. And I was sharing with y'all earlier that the thing about that is, one, the two stats we look at a lot on defense is turnovers and third down efficiencies. And ultimately what that means is getting the defense off the field, which gives the offense more possessions. And so as high-powered as that offense that Coach Helton and Coach Ellis lead, we know we're going to score points, and defensively we can turn the ball over and get off the field. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Now, Kyle Van Treese is hard to replace.
No doubt. Yeah.
How's that job going?
Yeah. So Davis Brent's done a really, really good job of coming in and having to earn the trust. He's having come in and said, "Hey, I'm going to come in and right where Kyle left it." I mean, he's come in and earned the trust, put a lot of work in. Offensively, you're going to see us, you know, very similar to last year. I think Davis has a really good deep ball, and so I'm really excited about a stretch on the field. But no, I mean, I think the biggest year-over-year change is the two deep has gotten better. or deeper. And then, of course, defensively, we're putting a lot of stress and pressure on the offense every day in practice. And I believe that's going to help both units.
Well, other than football, like we said, there's a lot of sports that start this time of year. So what else is going on at Southern? What are you excited about?
Yeah, women's soccer kicks off tonight. And you got to think about it, in 2 years of Chris Adams, first year they go to the Sun Belt Championship game in year one.
Yeah.
And then last year they won the regular season Sun Belt Championship. So that program just on a meteoric rise. Obviously, men's soccer, really excited about Lee Squires and just kind of what he's done and taken over. And you're seeing a huge roster turn. We look a lot bigger. We're more physical. They had exhibition last night. They'll be getting kicked off here soon as well. And then, of course, you know, Chad Willis has been very in the program with Taylor, and he have been very consistent as well. And really feel like we're in the position to make another run of the Eastern Division Championship this year in volleyball. So, all in all, really excited about the fall. And I left off inadvertently cross-country with Coach Neville. And year over year, that program probably had the biggest gains, if you look at last year, and what we're doing, only cross-country but indoor and outdoor track. And so all of our programs are going up. And so really excited about the fall. And of course, you know, it always feels like once football gets kicked off, you're really kind of in full gear.
Yeah, because that's, you know, we've talked about it before. Football kind of drives the train. That's the big ticket sport that everybody thinks about. But it's not the only sport out there. And you have said before that you want platinum level across all sports, across all the sports that Georgia Southern participates in. And it looks like we're well on the way to achieving that.
Well, it's all about leadership, right? And it's all about the people. And we're very blessed, again, going back to Dr. Morrow's leadership and also all our head coaches. We got the right people on the bus and the right seats on the bus.
Well, it's good having you here. Appreciate you you taking the time. If somebody wants to support Georgia Southern and they're a small donor like, well, I would be. What's the best way you can point them in a direction to help the school?
Sure. I mean, listen, I'm glad you asked. I mean, so gseagles.com is a great place. You can pick up tickets to games. You can donate to the Athletic Foundation. Also, too, the Eagle Nation NIL is a great opportunity if you feel compelled to give from a name, image, likeness standpoint. So I would love to talk to you. Of course, you have Danny Reed, who's always a great sounding board for all things Georgia Southern. But no, there's a ton of different ways. The biggest thing is just getting people interested and engaged, and we appreciate everybody in Eagle Nation.
We're in an era right now where it's not how much, it's just show up.
Just
show up.
Danny, what are you most looking for game one?
This is about the time where the off season gets a little bit okay. The last couple months have been what the last couple months are, but to Jared's credit, he was adamant about everybody on staff taking the time away, get charged up, because we knew that when the fall started, this was going to be one of the most important years that Georgia Southern Athletics has ever had.
Yeah.
Football's a big part of that, but everything else is going on, trending where we're trending, the area trending where it's trending. I'm just ready to see it all, start.
That's we know you as somebody who does their research before all the games. So what do you see as the big change for Georgia Southern football this year?
To speak on what Jared said defensively, there's going to be a lot more turnovers forced. I don't think that they're going to be on the field that much, which is good for a defense, because if they can get three and outs and force turnovers, let that offense do what it's supposed to do, they're going to score points. But I think that this brand of football is going to be what a lot of people are hoping for, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, Danny, Jared, thanks for coming and being with us this morning.
Absolutely.
I know, like I said, this is your busy time of year, so thanks for taking the time out to come be on the show this morning.
I'm glad to be here, and I always feel honored to be next to Danny Reed, so it's a great opportunity.
A lot of soft soap.
He is the voice of Eagle Nation.
We all do.
Yeah, of course.